The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Inna Rifanada, Inna Rifanada, Inna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata. Amen.
Daf Kuf Gimal. Today's daf is being studied. The Alun Nishmat Abraham ben Esther who Hashem Tanihanu begin Aiden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashelema Dina Batzara Elna Refanada for the Nefesh or for the Guf for the Kerubal Abu. V'chen Yirasom V'nomar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Kuf Bet Amud Bet. And we are starting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines after they get wide. Starting with Amar Rav Nachman. And the Gemara begins. Amar Rav Nachman. Ahav Shakun Haya. Ahav, he was 50-50-50, as she says. Mechsa avonot, mechsa zechuyot. It wasn't that bad, it sounds like. Shnei emar, v'yomer Hashem, God says, to the malachim, mi yifate et Ahav? Who's going to be able to seduce Ahav v'ya'al v'yipul v'ramot gilad? God was looking for a way, kaviyachol, to kill Ahav. What is God going to have to look for a way for? If he was Oved Avodah Zarah, no, must be, he was 50-50, so God was looking for a way to get him, to bring him down. So it says, "Vayomer ze becho, veze omer becho." Each one gave their idea in the heavens how to bring him down. So you see, it was 50-50 from the fact that you see Borei Olam was finding a way to get him. If he was really guilty, you don't have to find a way to get him. You wouldn't have to take advice. Matkif that of Yosef, man dichtiv be. It says regarding Ahav. Rak lo haya ke Ahav. Asher itmaker la'asot hara b'anei Hashem, asher esata oto izzevel eshto, v'tanina, b'chol yom hayta shokelet shekle zahav la'avodat kochavim. It says, he worshipped all the avodah zarah. He went after his wife, Izzevel. It says, every day she would take golden coins and give them to the avodah zarah, ve'at amat shakul haya, and he followed his wife. And you tell me the guy was shakul, he was 50-50? I mean, the man was Oved Avodah Zarah, right, in the highest level. So how could you tell me 50-50? Ela Ahav Vateran B'mamono Haya. He did worship Avodah Zarah, but he had a zechut. He was very easy with his money. Metoch shehena talmidei hachamim menechasav kipiru lo mechsa. Because he benefited talmidei hachamim with his money, so they atoned for half his sins. So that's what means shakul. By the way, they discounted 50% off because of the tzedakah that they gave to Talmidei Chachamim. So now the Gemara explains, how did Ahav die? Vayetzeh Ruach, we learned this Gemara already. The spirit in the heaven came out. Vayamod lifnei Hashem, vayomer, ani efatenu, I'll get him. I'll seduce him. Vayomer Hashem elav bama, how? Vayomer, etzeh, vayiti ruach sheker befiv kol nebi'av. I'll come out and I'll act as a false prophet. I'll be the spirit of a false prophet. So that God told the spirit and the Shamayim, go out and do it. Who was this ruach that wanted to trick Ahav? This was the spirit of Navot. If you remember the story in the Navi, Ahav had gotten Navot killed on trumped up charges. Navot was the neighbor of Ahav and he wanted his field, and Navot wouldn't sell him his field. So they made up false witnesses, they testified against him, and they ended up killing him. So now the spirit of Navot in the heaven wanted revenge against Ahav. So he says, I'm going to go down, midah kenegi midah, and I'll act as a false prophet, and I'll prophesy to Ahav that he should go to the war. He'll go to the war and he'll die in the war. So the Gemara says, Umay tse, God told Navot, tse, go out. Amar avina, tse mimchitzati. The spirit of God, told Navot, leave my area, my confines. Sheken ketiv dover shikarim lo yikon leneged einai. Because God does not allow liars to stand in front of his eyes, in front of God. which means Nevot, he's I'm gonna go lie. God, so yeah, you wanna go lie? Say. So what I say is Amara Papa, Hainu de Amre Inche. That's what the people say. De para kine mahriv bete. A person that takes revenge against his anger, what ends up happening? He destroys his house. Navot over here was taking revenge against Ahav. But what happened? He got destroyed himself now, because now God banned him from being in his Mi'itzah, because he used a tactic of lying. But yes, Ahav et Asherah. Ahav worshipped the Asherah, or he made the Asherah, the tree that they worshipped, Avodah Zarah. But Yosef, Ahav la'asut la'chitz et Hashem lo Yisrael. Ahav angered God, mikol malchei Yisrael sheyu lefanav, from all the kings that preceded him. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, shekatav al daltot Shomron. He wrote on the gates of Shomron the following, Ahav kafar b'lohei Yisrael. Beferush he writes it, Ahav denies and scoffed the God of Israel, lefichach en lo chelek b'lohei Yisrael. And he writes it. Therefore, he has no chelek in Israel. He says, I have no chelek in Olam Abba. He writes it himself. I'm not interested. Vebakesh et ahaziyahu veyilkedu v'hu mitchabe b'shomeron. Now the Gemara talks about the grandson of Ahav, a fellow called Ahaziyahu. Amar Rabbi Levi Shaya Koded Azkarot V'chotev Avodat Kochavim Tachtehem. Ahaziyahu would erase the Shem Yudkei Vavke, or the Shemot from the Sefer Torah, all the Shemot he would erase, and he would put the names of Avodah Zarah instead, like his grandfather. Now the Gemara goes on to the last king that we learned does not have Chalik L'Olam Abba, and who was that? That is Menashe. Menashe Shenasha Ya. Nasha is to forget. Menashe, because he forgot God. Menashe Nasha Ya. He forgot God. Davar Acher, Menashe Shehinshit Israel Avim Shel Shamayim. He caused God to be forgotten by the Jewish people. Or to the Jewish people. Umin Alan Delo Atel Alma Da'ateh. How do we know that Menashe does not have Chalik L'Olam Abba? Tichtiv. It says he was 12 years old when he became king, and he was king 55 years. And he built the Asherah, the Avodah Zarah tree, just like Ahav did. The fact that Pasuk compares Menashe to Ahav, and we know that Ahav Eino Chalek L'Olam Abba, so therefore, so to Menashe. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Menashe yesh lo chalik l'olam haba. We learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Menashe does have chalik l'olam haba. Shne'emar, v'yitpalel elav, v'ya'ate lo. The Menashe prayed to God, and God accepted his prayers. So he does have chalik l'olam haba. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, u'shne'em mekna echadash. Both Tanakaman Rabbi Yehuda learned from the same pasuk. Can Tanakaman says, en lo chalik? Rabbi Yehuda says, yesh lo chalik. Shne'emar, Untatim leza'ava lechol mamlechot ha'aretz beglal Menashe ben Yehizkiyahu, which means I'm going to place the Jewish people to destruction, fear and destruction. Why? Because of what Menashe did. As God's going to punish the Jewish people on account of Menashe. So the Gemara says, Mor sabar beglal Menashe sha'asat teshuvah ve'inu lo avud. Yes. On account of Menashe, because Menashe made Teshuvah, so he's not going to get destroyed, but I'm going to destroy Yisrael who did not make Teshuvah. That's the way the Yehuda learns. I'm going to destroy Yisrael on account of Menashe, but Menashe will not be destroyed, because Menashe himself made Teshuvah, but the Klal Yisrael did not. Umor Savar and Tanakama hold, no, Biglal Menashe did not have Teshuvah. Because of Menashe, he did not make Teshuvah, that's why I'm going to destroy him and Klal Yisrael as well. So that everyone was drawn after Menashe. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Kol ha'omer Menashe enu chalik l'olam haba. Anybody that says that Menashe does not have chalik l'olam haba, merape yedehen shel ba'alei teshuvah. He weakens the spirit or the hands of the ba'alei teshuvah. Because they say it's not kedai to make teshuvah. Menashe made teshuvah, he's not going to be accepted, so what is it worth? Detani tana kamed Rabbi Yohanan, Menashe asat teshuvah shiloshim v'shalosh shanim. The last 33 years of his kingdom and his life, he was about teshuvah. Dichtiv, how do we know? Ben shteim aseh shana Menashe b'malcho. He became king at 12. V'chamishim v'chamesh shana b'adak b'Yerushalayim. He was a king for 55 years. V'ya'as asherah kashir asah ahav melech Yisrael. And he worshipped Avodah Zarah v'asherah just like Ahav did. Now, how many years did Ahav worship Avodah Zarah? Gemara says, Kama Malak Ahav. How many years was the Ahav the king? Esrim v'tartein shenin. 22 years. So we're learning from over here that Menashe also worshipped like Ahav. That means for 22 years he worshipped Avodah Zarah. Menashe Kama Malak Hamishim v'Hamesh. And now he's 55 years altogether. Dal minayu asim v'tartein. Subtract 22 years and he worshipped Avodah Zarah. What do you have left? Pashulut tartein utlat. You have 33 years left. So it's for 33 years of his life. It was about the Teshuvah. So therefore you shouldn't say he's not going to get to Olam Haba. 33 years he made Teshuvah. Otherwise you're going to weaken the hands of people. You're going to say, if he made Teshuvah for 33 years, he didn't get Olam Haba. So what are we getting involved in? Okay, so now the Gemara continues. Amar Yohanam Shum Mishum Yohai. My Dikhti, what does it say regarding Menashe? Vayishma Elav. God heard his prayers. Vayehated lo. The yahadilu is if he dug something for him, dug. So he was v'yahadilu. V'yahadilu is he answered mebeile. What is melamela what melamed she'asado kibaruchu kimin machteret. God made like a tunnel for machteret. Barakia kedel kabelo b'tshuva b'tem midat adin, which means God had to make a separate path. The midat adin said, don't accept him. Kibaruchu for the b'at teshuva. Just to bypass the judgment, he makes a specially dug, so to speak, a special tunnel, so the neshama of Menashe can escape to come right back to him. So God will go to all the extents, kaveyachol, to bring back the tzaddik to teshuva. Said, "What do you mean? The guy's rasha for 22 years. We're going to bring him back."
He
made him a detour. He made him a tunnel. She says, "Midat adin." הייתה מעקמת שול להקביל פני מנשה בתשובה ועסוק ברוך הוא מחתד את ברקיע ופשט ידו בלא ידיעת מידת הדין סיקרטיב מידת הדין didn't realize like what God was doing because he never brought them in a ship אמר בי חלם שואל בשום מיוחאי מה ידכתיב what does it say בראשית ממלכות יהויקים בן יושיהו בראשית uses the word בראשית when it talks about the king יהויקים וכתיב בראשית ממלכת צדקיה. Same thing, the word Bereshit when it comes to Sitkiya. Vechi ada idana, lo avu malche. What does that mean, Bereshit? Bereshit says they were the first kings. It doesn't say Bishnat Ehad, it says Bereshit. Why would he use these two words, Bereshit, by these two kings? Ela, bikesh, kadosh baruchu, lahazir ta'olam kulo, leto vavo. God wanted to return the world, leto vavo, bishvil, Yehoyakim. Because Yehoyakim was a rasha. So God wanted to destroy the world on account of Yehoyakim. But he looked at the rest of the generation. The rest of the generation, they were tzaddikim. So he did not. That was Bereshit. Bereshit, when Yehoyakim became king, God wanted to return the world to Ma'aseh Bereshit. Then the opposite is true with Tzidkiyah. Bikesh, Kadosh Baruch Hu, la'azir et ha'olam kulo l'tov v'avu, b'shvil doros shel Tzidkiyah. Because of the generation of Tzidkiyah, God wanted to bring the world back to tov v'avu like Bereshit. It's the kid with Tzidkiyah. But he looked at the king Tzidkiyah, was a tzaddik, and God cooled off, so to speak, and he did not destroy the world. But what do you mean? Tzidkiyah and Amikati, Vayasara ben Hashem. Tzidkiyah also says he did bad. But I said, no, he didn't do bad himself. Shayabi adol limchot venomicha. He had an ability to rebuke the shayim of his generation, and didn't rebuke. That, okay, it's not good, but he didn't do anything bad himself. ואמר רבי יוחנן משום רבי שמעון בן יוחאי מה ידכתי? What does it mean? הפסוק המשלה איש חכם נשפט את איש אביל ורגז ושחק ואין נחת אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא כעסתי על אחז I got angry at אחז he was one of the kings of יהודה ונתתיו ביד מלכי דמשק and I put him by the kings of דמשק I put him in trouble over there in order that he should get scared, in order to make teshuvah. What did he do instead? Zibbeya' v'kited Elohim. Instead, he went and he worshipped Avodah Zarah, Korbanot, to their gods. Shne'emar, v'yizbach l'Elohe Dermesek, Hamakimbo. They were beating him up and he's worshipping Avodah Zarah. V'yomer, ki Elohim malchei Aram, hem ma'azirim otam. So it must be they're being helped by the gods of Aram. So therefore, lachin azabeh v'yazuni. Let me give some korbanot to the Aram kings, to the Aram Avodah Zarah. V'hem ayudu lechshilo ulcho Yisrael. And what happened? It caused them a stumbling block, not only to him, but to all of Israel. Furthermore, it says, sahakti im amatsya. It says, God says, I showed favoritism a little to the a kind face to the king Amatsya Melech Yehuda. Venatati Malche Edom Biyado. Opposite. God gave Edom in the hands of Amatsya in order that he'll see that God is the strongest God, more than Avodah Zarah, and therefore he'll come to praise God. What did he do? He Elohim v'shtahava lahem. After he beat them, he brought their gods, and he bowed down to them, Shnei Emar, v'yahare bo Amatsya me'akot et Adumim, v'yavi et Elohim b'nei Se'ir, he took the gods of Se'ir, v'yahamidem lo Elohim, v'lifnei v'shtahava lahem, v'lahem yichater, and he brought the korbanot in front of them. So what is this pasuk now mean in Mishle again? It says Ish Hacham. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because God is called Ish. Not Hashem Ish Milchama. Nishpat et Ish Evil. He judges the evil. Evil is like an English word. Evil. So they get it from evil. From evil, the evil one. Who is the evil one? Ahaz and Amatsya. Veragaz, and he gets angry at Ahaz and Asha. That. Because, meaning he got angry at Ahaz, that's why he brought him to war, and he lost the war. The Sahak, and he was good to Amatsya. Sahak, he left him, meaning he gave him a victory in the war. And what happens? Instead, the Nahat. With all that, no Nahat, they do not fear God. That's what the people say. Bechele lemor delo yada. Haiche lemor delo yada. Vayle lemor delo yada bentav lebiish, which means bechayle lemor, which means he cries, he's in trouble. Delo yada, he doesn't know. He doesn't know the reason. Anyway, like the first king, Ahaz. Haichel lemor, they smile at mor delo yada. He doesn't know why they're smiling at him. He doesn't know what the message is. Vayle lemor delo yada bentav lebiish. Woe to the person, he doesn't know what's going on with him. He cannot tell between good and bad. He doesn't realize what's happening to him, and therefore he doesn't make the proper teshuvah. Rashi says, go to Ish Hacham Nishpat, first column. Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shenekra Hashem Ish Milchama. Ish Evil Elu Melachim Shebesamuch Ahaz V'Amatsya V'Ragaz V'Sahak V'En Nahat. Ben Shu Kohesim, whether he gets angry at them, like in the case of Ahaz, Ben Shu Sahakim, Enam Yereim Lefanav, they don't have fear regardless. The Enam Hatim Nahazor Lemutav, they do not get fear of God to make Teshuvah. Bechile Lemor, Labdav Kanakat Mor, Elam Meshum, Daki Mele Inche, Keshu Hakam, Keshu Rotzili Shapit Vodakar Mehem, Ben Shu Sahakale, Ben Shu Kohesim Mehem. Whether God gets angry or God does good for the guy. And I'm going to email for that. And I'm going to have to do it. Okay. Come on now. Continues. Huh?
Why is it called Hashem Ish Milchama?
Because the Pasuk says, God is Ish. And the Pasuk says, Ish Hakam Nishpat. Who's the Ish? God is Ish. I didn't know God is Ish. Hashem Ish Milchama.
Nice.
Vayavu'u kol sarem melech babel, vayeshevu b'sha'al ha-tavich. It says all the, this is talking about over here when they breached the wall of Jerusalem. Okay, that's the Babels. So they all came, the Melech Babels, first Bet HaMikdash. They came to the walls. Vayeshivu b'shar ha-tavich. They sat at the gate of Tavich. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Mishun Yishon Yuhai, Makom shemehatechin bo halachot. The place where they cut halachot. Sanhedrin. I mean, they were at the Shkat HaMar. Shevedoshim halachot, nepak lemutam. Look at Rashi, Mechadah, look at Rashi, Makom, Shayu Mechadchim Bo, Vedorshin Halachot, Nepach Lemoshav Letzim Shel Sarei Melech Babel. Instead of the place where they used to say Halachot, turned into the place of mockery for the generals of Babel. Okay? Rashi says, B'Sha'ar Hatuch. It's like Hatavich, you could read it, Hatuch, the place where they cut the Halachot. Amar Papanu Da Amre Inche. As people say, Be'atra de Mare Telale Zayne. In the place where the master hangs up his ammunition or his hashuf things, Taman Kulba Ra'ya Kulte Telat. That's where the Ro'e, the shepherd, the low-life shepherd, hangs up his kad, hangs up his pashut items, which means in the place where they had kavod, now already became a low place for shepherds. And the place where the general puts up his weapons, that's a hashuv thing. You know, he has his ammunition there, that's the Sanhedrin. What happens? In the same place, the shepherd comes and hangs up his jug. Which means he went from becoming the hashuv place of Yerushalayim to becoming the place of the Babylonians. Okay. Rashi says, B'sha'ar HaTavich, look at Rashi in the first column, bottom Rashi. Lashon Chotech, Vainu Ba'ar HaBayit, Vazah Shasham Yerushalayim, Sanhedrin Kerama Ba'ama, Gimel Batei Din Yerushalayim, with three courts over here, Habishkat HaGazit, V'achad HaPetach HaZeh, V'achad HaPetach HaBayit. Kulte Telat. כלומר, במקום שהיו חותכים הלכות, בו דנים צרי בבית דינים שלהם, ואתה דמנה תלה זיינה, מקום שאדון תונה כליו, הוא יהיה עם זה סקלים, כל בעל עיה, נבל רועה, לא לייף רועה, קולטה תלה, כדו תלה לשם. אוקיי, כאן זה גורם קטניוס. סימן, על שדה בתים לא תעונה. אמר רב חסדה, אמר בירמיה, בר אבא, מי דכתיב? This is talking about over here, the Horban. Asede ish atzel avarti. Shlomo says, I passed by the field of a lazy man. Va'al kerem adam hasalev. And a vineyard of a man that lacked the heart. Ve'ine ala kuluk mishonim, kasu panav harodim. All different types of thorns grew on this field. Ve'geder avanav nehirasa. And the stone wall was destroyed. Who is this talking about over here? Asede ish atzel avarti ze ahaz. They call him a lazy guy. Why? Because he caused the people to stop learning Torah, and he also stopped the construction, or not construction, the avodah in the Beit HaMikdash. So he's the atzel. That's ahaz, no Torah, no Beit HaMikdash. Valkerim Adam Hasalev, who's that? Ze Menashe. He erased the Shemot from the Sefer Torah. And also is mevatel the avodah. V'ine ala kulo kemeshonim. All the thorns came up. Ze Amon, also the Rasha, son of Menashe. In his time over there, cobwebs came on the mizbeach. It was so batel in his time that there was no avodah. Kosu panav harudim ze yoyakim. That's he says. What does that mean? Or is it him? Nashi Shekadar Azkarot. Doesn't say what was his avon. Okay, we'll see what his avon is coming up. Vegeder abanav neherasa, and the stone wall came down. Ze Sidkiya, he was a Sadiq. Neherav Beit HaMikdash, that's the geder abanav, that's the stone wall. Beyamav, which means why? If he was a Sadiq, why was it destroyed in his life? We learned earlier, because he should have given him a ha'a, and he gave him a ha'a. So, Gedir Abanav Ne'erasa, that was referring to Tzidkiyah, where finally the stone, the Beit HaMikdash, came down. And she says that. She says, this Tzidkiyah, Shayat Sadiq, Ve'ne'eras Beit HaMikdash, Be'yamav. Yomar says, Amar, Rav Azda, Amar, Birmiya, Bar Abba. Arba Kitot, En Mekabelot, Pere Shekhira. There's four groups that cannot see the face of the Shekhinah. Katletzim, that's the scoffers, jokesters. Doesn't mean somebody tells jokes. A letz is somebody that makes fun of something that's important. He's mezalzel with important things. Kat shakranim, that's the liars. Kat hanefim, that's the false flatterers. Those that false flatter the rasha. Bekat mesapre lashon hara. And those that speak lashon hara, kat letzim dichtiv, nashach yado et letzim. God pulls his hand away from the letzim. Kat shekarim dichtiv, dover shekarim lo yikod denegad enai. Those that lie will not be established in front of my eyes. Kat hanefim dichtiv, kilo lefanav hanef yavod. Hanef will not go in front of God. Kat mesapre lashon hara dichtiv, kilo el chafes resha ata lo yigurecha ra. Ra will not live with you. So it says, tzadik ata. God, you're a tzadik. Velo yeh bimgurecha. In your dwelling, you're not going to have Ra. Mazera, mishu medaber, lashon hara. Third derasha. Ve'amar, Rav Azda, Amar, Rav Yirmiya bar Abba. Mai dichtiv. Pasuk in Tehillim. Lo te'une elecha ra'a, ve'nega lo yikra ba'odecha. No bad will happen to you, and you will not have a nega in your tent. Lo te'une elecha ra'a, shelo yishlot becha yetzer ra'a. That's lo te'une elecha ra'a. Who's the ra'a? Yetzer ra'a. The Yetzirah should not possess you, should not overcome you. V'negel 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 b'shach tavo min aderech, that you shouldn't find your wife safek nida when you come home from the derech. She says, "Vayinu ba'olecha." Alecha is the wife. Ishtecha. Because in a halacha, the b'shach shadam ba min aderech, kashel or kashim said to shul safek nida yoter min nida v'da'it. It's worse when she safek nida than if she was v'da'it nida. She'al safek u'miyatzer v'yitzot tukfo. So we're teorahi. Which means when it comes to Safek Nida, he comes along and says, she's probably really Torah, but you know what? I'm being Mahmir for no reason. So it irks him. When she says, I'm Vadai Nida, he knows where he stands. Vadai Nida, he knows he's no good. But when she's Safek Nida, he restrains himself. But it bothers him. He says, I'm probably being Mahmir for no reason. So therefore, he says, you won't come home and you find your wife Safek Nida. That's worse than finding a Vadai Nida. Because the Quran says, God is not going to bring to you fear via bad dreams or bad thoughts. You're not going to have a student or a son that's going to literally burn his tabshil, burn his food in public, which means that he's going to go off the derech and take the derech short and corrupt them and do things like that. So comes the Quran says, "Ad kan bircho abiv, mikan ve'ilach berachatu emo, ki malachav yisavelach l'shvurcha bircho derechicha." Now, this pasuk over here, who's saying this over here? The father was blessing the son. Which father was blessing the son?
David, right?
David was getting blessing to Shlomo. David Abiv Shlomo Beno. Who's blessing who? David was blessing his son, Shlomo. Rashi says, David Abiv Shlomo Beno. Father blesses his son. He shouldn't have sympathy by the wife, shouldn't be Nida, you shouldn't have Birurim Naim, you should overcome Yetzirah. Right, and also that you shouldn't have students that go off the derech and things like that. And your children. When a lady gives a beracha, her beracha is not on those type of items. Ela mehamrachat alev. She is to mitpal al benach. She lets me ebin digaf. The mother prays for the physical protection of the child. You shouldn't get hit by stones, you shouldn't get hit by troubles and things like that, you shouldn't have these type of problems. From the blessing you could see, who was giving it?
For who?
When it comes to a spiritual item, David HaMelech was blessing. You shouldn't have students that go up to Derech, you shouldn't have Safek Nidan, that's the father. But you can see the next Pasuk, must be already the mother that was blessing, it was the mother Bat Sheva. Okay? Shedim, as we say from Shedim, all that over there. Ki Malachem Yisavelach, and all that stuff. That's what the Gemara says now. עד כאן ברכו אביב, מכאן ואילך, ברכתו אמו, כי מלאכיו יסבלך, the angels should be commanded to you, לשמורך בכל דרכיך, to protect one the way, על כפיים מסורת שקרי, פנטיקוף במנגליך, you shouldn't fall on the stones on the street, על שחל, that's the lion, והפטן, is the snake, תדרוך, you should trample them, right, תרמוס כפיר ותנין, that's also a small lion, עד כאן ברכתו אמו. Okay, that was good. That was the mother's blessing. And then, מכאן ואילך, ברכתו שמיים. God bless Shlomo. What's the blessing of Shlomo? כי בי חשק ואפלטהו. I will protect him. בי חשק, he desired me, so therefore I will protect him. אסגבהו, I'll give him strength, כי ידע שמי. יקראני ויענהו, I will answer him. אמו אנוכי בשרה. אחלסהו.
Let's
put a note on. Look at that. She, kibi hashak, lo sheyach ela berbuna d'alma. Right. Who can offer protection? That can only be borei olam. Lo sheyach ela berbuna d'alma. Oto shechafetz bi, ubirati he desired me and my fear. Afaletehu. Amar bishvon ben Lakish. Okay. Now it goes back to the stories of Malchi Yehuda. אמר רבי שמעון בן לקיש, מה דכתיב? וימנע מרשעים אורם, וזרוע רמה תשבר. God took the light away from the רשעים, and the arrogant hand God broke. מפני מעין של רשעים תלויה. If you look at the Tehillim, or in Yov, I'm sorry, the ayin and the word Rasha'im is hanging. It's not connected with the word. It's a little above the word. But I want to know. Why is it hanging? If you take away the ayin, it's Rashim. Not Rasha'im. Rashim, Rashim is poor people. What's the explanation? When a person becomes poor in this world, then also, when a person becomes poor in this world, he loses all his friends. And therefore what? The same thing over here. He becomes, loses all his friends in the Shamayim as well. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Look at the second line, Rashi. Ayin shebereshaim teduya. שאלה כתובה בשיטה אותיות הטבע, אלא תלויה היא למעלה ונראה ככתוב ראשים. כיוון שנעשה אדם רעש מלמטה, שיש לו שונאים. Now he has enemies. ואין לו רוח הבריאות נוחה. If you see a person that loses his friends and he has no people hate him, rest assured you know, נעשה רעש מלמעלה. He's not loved upstairs either. בידוע ששונאים אותו מלמעלה. להכי כתוב ראשים. ראשים is plural. שני מיני ראשים. You go, if you rush over here, you rush upstairs. So the Gemara says, "Velo nichteve klal." If you're not being doresh da'ayin in the sha'im, don't write it at all. Why hang it in the air over there to read it? She just skipped the whole line itself. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, Chad Amar bepnei kevodo shel David, out of respect for David HaMelech, because David HaMelech had a lot of enemies, but he wasn't a rasha. So therefore, from the fact that it's saying the extra ayin, it's not including David. David also had enemies in his life. So what, David HaMelech was not loved in heaven? So therefore it wrote the word Rashim, but it also alluded to the word Rasha'im. It's only the ones that are Rasha'im. David HaMelech wasn't a Rasha. That's not including David. David's situation was different.
Because he wasn't Rasha.
He wasn't Rasha. V'chad amar, mishum kevodo shel Nehemiah ben Hakadiah. Also, the kevod of Nehemiah. Also he had a lot of enemies in his life. So you shouldn't think that he's included in this pasuk over there. That's why he puts the eye in it. It's only if a guy's a Rasha. Rashi says, "Meshum kevodo shel David she'en adam enoeg b'tzadikim." Doesn't apply to tzadikim. V'David hayu lo sonim arbe. Nehemiah ben Hakadiah shehayu lo sonim arbe. Menochrim u'menakrim menochrim shemevakshim lehorgo. Ashiyah boneh bet hamikdash, because he was building bet hamikdash, ketiv ba'azara. V'chad meshkel ha'shaliach. Okay, fine. Good. Rashi says over here, menochrim.
Looks like both.
From Nehemiah, he had goyim that hated him because they wanted to kill because he was trying to build the Beit HaMikdash. Uh-huh. Second explanation is he had a lot of enemies from the Jewish people. Right. Comes Gemara says, Tanur Banan. Back to the kings. Menashe haya shone hamishim v'hamisha panim betorat kohanim. Wow. 55 different interpretations. Torat kohanim is the book of Vayikra. Keneged shnei malchuto. Right. One pshat per his per year that he was mepalpel. Yeah, pilpul, tremendous. 55 pshatim in pesukim in Vayikra. One per year that he was the king. Ahav, shemunim v'chamisha. Wow. 85 facets. Yerovam, me'a u'shlosha. Yerovam, 103. Yeah, I knew this stuff. As she says, Sefer Vayikra yem mechadesh po kol shana v'shana. Every year that Menashe was the king, he would go to the whole Sefer Vayikra and be doreshet in a different way. Tanya, Ya Rabbi Meir Omer, Avshalom, that's the son of David, Ein lo chelek la'olam abba. Shnei Amar, Vayaku et Avshalom, Vaymituhu. They killed Avshalom, and they hit him and they killed him. Double language. Vayaku ba'olam azeh. Vaymituhu la'olam abba. Tanya, Rabbi Shomer Alazar Omer, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Achaz v'Achaziyahu, those are the two kings of Yehuda, v'chol malkei Yisrael shekatuv v'hem, v'ya sara b'nei Hashem, lo chayin v'lo nidunim. Any king that says in it, they did bad in the eyes of God, lo chayin, as she says, lo yihyu le'olam abba im tzadikim. No tachanit ha'medim for them, they're not coming back. V'en nidunim nami b'gehinam. But they don't go to Gehinnom either. And that's why Malchei Yisrael and Shlomo and Tzedekiah and Beit David Exactly. Which means any time it says by Malchei Yisrael Vayasara, this happens. They don't have a Olam Haba. But it says Vayasara by Malchei David. That doesn't apply. Shlomo also said Vayasara. So that's what the Gemara is very careful to say. Dafka, when it says by Malchei Yisrael Vayasara, then those people do not have Olam Haba. Okay, back to Menashe. Vegam dam naki shafach Menashe. הרבה מאוד. Wow, he spilled a lot of blood. עד אשר מילא את ירושלים פה לפה. From one gate to the other gate. Filled with blood. לבד בחטאתו אשר החטאת יהודה לעשות הרע בעיני השם. Besides other sins that he did to make the Jewish people sin with עבודה זרה. So what I say is, הכה תרגימו, what was the sin that he did? שהרג ישעיה. He killed his grandfather. He killed the prophet Yeshaya. And that's what it means. He filled up the gates of Jerusalem from gate to gate. I mean, he killed one tzaddik, and that was as if he filled the streets of Jerusalem. As she says, go back to the Shia of Ahaz and Ahaziah, that's what we're up to. Memalchi Yehuda, we just said those two kings that don't have Olam Haba. Vekim Lush Ayur Yeshayim. Okay, we know they have a tradition, they were Yeshayim. Ve'amon ve'yoyakim, those were other kings. לא חשיב, אבל גם דאבו לשעים מאוד, בענו כי הם כמו לדחיין. Okay, certain ones that we have a tradition that they're going to live, but when it came to אחז נחזיה, we know they're not going to live. כמאן דמאן שערג ישעיה. והאג כמר קרה מילא את ירושלים פה לפה, שנשמתו של צדיק שכולה כמו שמילא את ירושלים חננים. Killing the צדיק ישעיה, it's like he filled up Jerusalem with corpses, even though he was only one man. That's what Gemara says. B'ma'arabah Amri, in Israel they explain, Sha'asa selim mas'oi elef b'nei adam. U'b'chol yom v'yom hore kulam. Wow. Menashe made a selim. Image. Mas'oi elef b'nei adam. Very heavy. 1,000 people to carry it. U'b'chol yom v'yom hore kulam. Well, those that were carrying it, I guess it crushed them. As they were carrying the Avodah Zarah, the thing was so heavy, it would crush them. So he would kill these people. The Jerusalem was being filled with corpses.
Human sacrifices.
Yeah, human sacrifices. Oh God. Oof. Yeah.
Wasn't enough people.
But Dafka, he had to carry it with less than the amount of people that could normally carry it. So it was too heavy, and it would crush them. So it was like a korban, that's what Maharal says. Two avirot, avodah zarah, which is good damim. Back to back, this was Yeshaya, this was Menashe. Maharal says, Keman azla adama rabba barbar hanna, shekula neshama shet tzaddik ehad, keneged kol ha'olam kulo. Who's this going like the opinion that says that the neshama of tzaddik is shakul like the whole compared to the whole world? According to the opinion that just said that he killed Yeshaya, that's why we consider the whole Jerusalem filled with corpses. Ketiv, have a pasuk. Back to Menashe. It says pesel. Uchtiv apesilim. Make up your mind. Did he worship pesel singular or pesilim? Amar Rabbi Yohanan betayda asalo partzuf echad. He made one pesel, one face. Mm-hmm. Then he did four faces on the Avodah Zarah. So the Shekhinah, whoever the Shekhinah has, any side the Shekhinah is on, Shekhinah should see it and get angry. So the Shekhinah should stick it in the face. Unbelievable. That she says, שתכניס להיכל, שתכניס להיכל, תראה פרצוף כנגדו ותכעוס. Right? Whatever direction. Okay, comes the Gemara and continues. Back to the kings. We have the kings of Yehuda, Ahaz, Menashe, Amon. Each king progressively got worse than the king before it. Ahaz, Ya'imido ba'aliyah. Ahaz started, he took the Avodah Zarah, he put it in the attic of the second floor of the Beit HaMikdash. Shnei Emar, Beit HaMizbechot Asher Alagag. Aliyat Ahaz. Okay, he put it on the roof, let's say. put it on the roof. Then came Menashe. Yamido ba'echal. Oh, he put it inside the echal. Kodesh Kodashim. Shneimar. ויישמת פסל אשר אשר עשה בבית אשר אמר השם לדוד ולשלמה בעינו בבית הזה בירושלים אשר בחרתי בו בכל שתי עשרה אשים את שמי לעולם אין לקודש אמרו נכנסו לבית קודשי קודשים we won't even end further to the holy of holies שנאמר כי קצר המסע מסתרע והמסכה צרה כהתכנס מה הוא זמין? מה כי קצר המסע מסתרע? אמר רבי שמואל ונחמרי אמר רבי יונתן כי קצר המסע זה מסע זה בית המקדש ולהסתרר עליו שני רעים כאחד which means God says there's no room in the Beit HaMikdash for two deities anymore for God and for the Avodah Zarah it's קצר it became too crowded for between the פרצוף and the שכינה one of them has to leave ומאי והמסכה צרה what does it mean that the מסכה was like say crammed or צרה מתכנס אמר רבי שמואל בן נחמני רבי יותן כי יבא מטה להי קרא וקבכה רבי נתן when he used to get to this פסוק over he used to cry מי שכתב בו כונס כנד מהים תעשה לו מסכה שרה which means הקדוש ברוך הוא כונס כנד מהים to him God is so great the waters to him is like a little jug of כונס כנד like a cup of water God is so great And now what? He has to have a rival wife, Kivyachol, to the Avodah Zarah. What do you call the rival wife? Sarah. So it says, Kivyachol, they brought the Avodah Zarah into God's house. And the Pasuk says, V'masichat Sarah. The Masichat becomes a rival. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is crying. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is so great. And now the Pasuk says, such a thing happened. Look at Rashi. Matzah. First column, bottom lines. Matzah Beit HaMikdash. Ta'aseh lo masecha sara, ki isha shena'asit sara l'haberta. Like a lady has a sara, a co-wife. Yomara says, Ahaz bitel et ha'avodah. Okay, what did Ahaz do? Number one, bitel et ha'avodah. No more avodah in Beit HaMikdash. Ve'hatam et ha'torah. Seal the Torah, no learning. שנאמר, צור תעודה חתום תורה בלימודי. צור, that's to tie. What is that referring to? He tied up at Avoda. Yeah, that's a testimony. That the Shekhinah is in Israel, like the Menorah used to be lit, used to be a testimony that God is in Israel. So he tied up the Te'udah, the testimony of Christ, God is with us, that's the Avodah. Hatom Torah b'lemudai. And he closed the Sefer Torah in front of the students. You shouldn't learn.
Menash. To kish the rabbis.
Yeah. No learning. Menashe, what Menashe? We did the worst. That was referred to Ahaz. Kadar et Azkarot. He took out the Shemot and the Sefer Torah, erased them. V'aras the Mizbeah, he burnt the Beit HaMikdash, the Mizbeah. Amon did worse. Saraf et HaTorah. Sheesh. He burnt the Torah. V'aras simamit, cobwebs, agam Mizbeah. I mean, he's mevatel legamre. Wow. So she says, Kore achbish, shebitel avotam mikol vakol, עד שארגו אכביש כהן על גבי מזבח. וואו. So each one was progressively worse. אחז הטיל את הערווה. אחז was מטיל עריות. מנשה בעל אחותו. אמון בעל אמו שנאמר כי הוא אמון הרבה אשמה רבי יוחנן ורבי אלעזר אחד אמר ששרף את התורה some say אמון what was the big avon that he did he burnt the Torah ואחד אמר שבעל אמו אמרה לו אמו so his mother told him כלום יש לך הנאה מקום שיצאת ממנו Yevana from the place that you emerged from? Amar la, kluma ani oseh ele lachesed borei. He says, what am I doing? I'm just doing it to anger God. I'm not doing it for hana'ah. Wow.
Oh my God.
She says, ממקום שיצאת משם, מקום שאדם יוצא ממנו, סבי או ממנו, ואינו מתאווה. יש לו תאווה לאותו מקום. Last point. כי אתה יויקים אמר, when יויקים came, he says, כמאה לא ידע להרגו זה. And my predecessors, they didn't know how to anger God. He says, כלום אנו צדיקים אלא לאורו? Do we need God's son? This is the part that we needed to, we didn't finish with Yehoyakim. That tells you what Yehoyakim's sin was. Do we need God's son? Yeshlanu ze'av parvayim she'anu mishtamshim bo. We have a certain type of gold that's very bright. Yitol oro. Let God take the sun back. We don't need it. Amru lo v'halo kesef ve'zav shelohu. Even that belongs to God. שנאמר עלי הכסף עלי עזבנו מהשם סבאות אמר להם כיוון נתנו לנו God gave it to us שנאמר השלום שלנו להשם ועזר מהאדם אמר who gave it to us it's us already we don't need God כביכול he was saying take the sun back we can light the world ourselves ראשי look at the second column כמה לא ידע להרגוזי מלאכים ראשונים שלפנינו לא היו יודעים להכעיס המקום כמו שהוא חירף ובקום אנו צריכים אלה לאורו, שמיד לנו השם שבו ויתול אותו אורו, take his life back. שאנו משתמשים בו, משימים מיותר, אמרו לו בני דורו, והיה לו כסף, אתם בני דורו צדיקים היו, יהויקים ג'נרשם וצדיקים, כדאמנן, that's what it says above, that God looked at יהויקים and wanted to destroy the world, and when he saw his generation, he had mercy on them. ברוך אדוני לעולם, אמן ואמן.